So another question, and John Marshall talked about the data that's evolving on right versus left-sided lesions, and maybe we can chat a little bit about it. But from a practical clinical perspective, we had a case and we asked the audience, in a patient who has a right-sided pan-RAS wild-type lesion that's with metastatic disease, who's gotten a couple rounds of chemo/bev, FOLFOX, FOLFIRI, and then has disease progression, would you use an EGFR antibody? And the vast majority of the audience, as well as the faculty, would. But there are data suggesting maybe it's not going to be effective.
Yeah, so what we're seeing is the data is all in the first-line setting. So the multiple randomized phase 3 first-line trials that have looked at this have seen that the right-sided tumors have an overall poorer prognosis, which we've sort of known and not really thought about until the last few years. But then the thought that if you give a right-sided tumor an EGFR inhibitor, you probably don't get benefit from that. But all of that data is still in the first-line setting, so I think people are not quite sure that they can extrapolate that to later lines of treatment at this point.
I guess particularly because there aren't a lot of options and you want to try to use something if it can be useful.